This is Twit.
I'm going to give you a rapid review of the OnePlus Buds Z, which I happen to have right here. So I don't know if you heard about the Buds Z. These are the wireless earbuds that OnePlus released a couple of weeks ago. I think they finally went on sale, and I've been using them for a couple of weeks now. They are not expensive. These are $49.99 for Bluetooth wireless earbuds. The OnePlus Z, the OnePlus Buds Z. And so let's see here. What is my rapid review here? First things first, these are some plastic earphones, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's kind of like in some ways it kind of reminds me of the OnePlus and was it the N10 that I showed off last week that just kind of feels
that you weren't enthused about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, maybe just a little like further into, you know, leaning further into the kind of plastic, somewhat hollow kind of feel. They're super light, which is not a bad thing when you're talking about earphones, but I just prefer a little bit more heft, I suppose, when I'm putting something in my ears so that I know that they're going to stay there. And I mean, maybe that's probably totally something that, you know, just depends on the person. You really don't know that they're there, and that's a great thing. But I don't know. Sometimes I want something a little more substantial in there. But but you can see they're done in the style of AirPods. You have to give credit where credit's due on any earphones that look like this, because Apple's AirPods, to my knowledge, are the ones that did it first. And then there have been a lot of companies out there trying to replicate that. But the ear fit is like I said, it's light, it's comfortable. Maybe prefer a little bit more weight to it to kind of fit in there and know that it's locked in and everything. But I never had a problem with these falling out of my ears or anything like that. The sound is actually really good on these, especially when you consider $49.99 for the pair, which is pretty inexpensive when you're talking about true wireless earbuds. You know, so many of the ones that I've played around with are in the $150 range, and it's obviously a third of that. And the sound, you know, I would say a little heavier on the low end. So if you like low end in your music, you're probably going to like the accentuation that you get out of these. Mids and highs, I'd say they're clear enough. It kind of lacks a little bit of excitement, though. It's almost like sometimes I want them to be a little crisper than they end up being. But it's not necessarily a bad thing. That might be seen more as like a flatter noise response. I just wanted a little bit more detail that I wasn't always getting. Overall, I'd say they sound pretty great. When you consider the price point, especially battery life, per bud is at around 5 hours. And I mean, I'm just at home using these things for bits at a time. So I never found myself in a position where like it died on me, because I'm always keeping them stored in the case. The case keeps another 20 hours of charge. I found that to be fine, but competition for these earbuds, you know, many of the other earbuds out there, allow for another couple of hours, you know, per bud of battery life. So if that's too little for you, like I would understand compared to others out there. But again, $50. So keep that in mind. The case has a USB-C charging port for a pretty fast charge. The case is not wireless charging capable. So that's a cost-cutting measure, undoubtedly. I will say about the case, like I feel like a case on these things is pretty important. You want it to be sturdy and durable because you're taking these around with you. And the lid it kind of just feels a little delicate, like it's a little plastic hinge that I could just see one wrong move and this case is looking like Frankenstein potentially. So keep that in mind. You want to be really fragile with it, or very careful with it, because I just get the feeling that it's kind of a fragile case from that perspective. One missing feature is very expansive tap controls. A lot of these earphones, you know, they have different detailed programming methods of programming different tap controls for turning the volume up or, you know, skipping tracks and everything. And here it's somewhat limited. You have to double tap to skip to the next track or answer a call, and you tap and hold to reject a call or turn it off. And that's kind of it by default. So, you know, volume changes, I had to turn to my phone. If I wanted to pause my music, I had to pull this out of my ear. It does detect that, but it'd be nice to be able to just reach up and tap it to do that. But again, you know, I'll keep coming back around to this. I think that's a trade-off that I'm willing to give it, because it's only $49.99. Finally, I would say that pairing was super easy. This does support fast pair on Android, which is essentially the way that works is, you know, it's next to an Android phone. You just open it up, and then on your Android phone, you get this little notification with an image of this and just says, hey, do you want to pair this? So you don't have to do the Bluetooth dance and hold down a button on the back, although you can do that. You shouldn't have to, though, and it paired very easily for me. So overall, I'd say $50, kind of the right price point for these earphones. And, you know, sure, in some ways they feel a little hollow, kind of on the cheaper end, but they deliver on the sound for the most part and comfort. And so I think they're worth checking out. A good stocking stuffer since we're so close to the holidays. It's the OnePlus Buds Z. I should probably put one in my unoccupied ear just so that you can see it. I mean, as far as like the form factor, like this is not my preferred method of in-ear wireless buds. Like the AirPods thing will forever look weird to me, the little stem. It just always does, and I can't get over it. I realize everybody else has probably gotten used to it, but I still haven't. But hey, if that's your bang, then there you go. OnePlus Buds Z.
Buds Z.